Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Cindy reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday. Railroad Commission takes action on seismic activity. Agency moves to reduce injections west of Midland, citing frequency, by Mella McEwen. The Railroad Commission is taking new action as seismic activity continues to rattle the Permian Basin. On Monday, the agency announced the formation of the Northern Culberson Reeves Seismic Response Area to address the frequency of earthquakes in the area. According to the Commission, since January 1, 2020, 15 magnitude 4 or greater earthquakes have occurred in northern Culberson and Reeves County. Six were experienced in a one-month period between September 3rd and October 3rd of this year. What the agency calls an unprecedented frequency of significant earthquakes in a localized area of Texas. Railroad Commission staff has determined through analysis of available information that saltwater disposal well injection is likely contributing to this activity. In response, the SRA was established to coordinate action with the industry to reduce the seismic hazards. The goal of a response plan is no more magnitude 3.5 or greater quakes 18 months after a response plan is implemented. Absent a coordinated industry response, Commission staff is prepared to implement its own seismic response action plan after 90 days. In its communication with operators, the Commission submitted a list of disposal wells in the area and proposed volumes, which would be reduced anywhere from 10% to half as much as two-thirds of permitted volumes. BPX Midstream, for example, would be asked to reduce volumes at three wells from the permitted 90,000 barrels a day to 20,000 or 30,000 barrels. Chevron likewise would be asked to reduce its volumes by a similar amount. This has enormous consequences, Jason Gennaro, Chief Executive Officer of Breakwater Energy Partners, told the Reporter Telegram by email. Operators must embrace water recycling in seismically active areas or risk an SRA, which would impair the value of their leasehold. The move comes a month after the Commission established the Gardendale SRA to mitigate a rash of quakes in the Midland-Odessa area and asked 25 operators of 76 disposal wells to reduce injection volumes. We saw an immediate impact after the Gardendale action. Operators are much more interested in interconnecting their disposal networks and exploring new ways to send and consume recycled water, Gennaro wrote. Kelly Bennett, co-founder and chief executive officer of B3 Insights, told the Reporter Telegram by email that the affected area is a critical outlet for New Mexico-produced water and southern Delaware Basin oil production. Several operators have significant operations and investments in deep disposal wells in the area, many permitted for as much as 70,000 to 100,000 barrels per day, he wrote. The Northern Culberson Reeves SRA impacts about 1.998 million permitted barrels a day, in addition to the Gardendale SRA that impacts approximately 900,000 barrels of permitted capacity a day. He continued, "These two seismic response actions in 30 days indicate significant shifts in how the industry can manage water volumes. If this becomes the standard approach to seismic activity mitigation, water management costs will increase dramatically. The rulings will affect stakeholders from production companies to water management firms to royalty owners. We anticipate increased recycling, partnerships, and consolidation into more extensive, full life cycle water management firms as an appealing outcome of these shifts." Alleged murderer held on $3 million bond. Witness: shooting took place following birthday celebration. An arrest affidavit for Kevin Alexis Martinez, 23, provided more details on what led to the deaths of three Midlanders and Martinez facing multiple charges of capital murder. Martinez was at the Midland County Jail Tuesday after previously being held at the Smith County Jail. He was taken into custody by the Hereford Police Department early Friday morning after allegedly fleeing the scene of a triple murder on October 17th. According to Martinez's arrest affidavit, he had been a roommate of one of the deceased victims for about 4 months. The affidavit states Martinez was in a verbal altercation with the three men who were killed prior to their deaths. The victims and three other people were celebrating a friend's birthday at a bar before driving back to the home Martinez shared with one of the victims. When the six of them arrived at the residence, Martinez allegedly walked outside with a rifle and immediately began shooting at the group. A witness told police that one of the victims pushed her out of the way of the bullets, and she was able to hide behind a car until the gunshot stopped. She then called 911 and waited for officers to arrive. The three victims, identified as 23-year-old James Davidson, 29-year-old Walter Ayala, and 35-year-old Gilberto Tapia Lopez, were pronounced dead at the scene. The three surviving witnesses identified Martinez as the shooter. The affidavit states that they considered him a friend and did not know the specifics of the argument that led to the shooting. Martinez is being held on a $1 million bond for each of the three capital murder charges. Campaign contribution takeaways. Council candidate Corrales leads in spending, money raised, and debt. By Stuart Doreen. Four candidates for at-large councilmen have combined to spend $167,288 in their campaigns for city office. Leading the way is Dan Corrales, who has spent $73,438, according to numbers from campaign finance reports for July 15th, October 4th, and October 23rd. Corrales is one of five candidates competing for the two at-large spots that will be decided November 2nd. Eligible voters inside the city of Midland can pick their two favorites. Early voting continues through Friday at the Midland County Elections Office. At-large council members are paid $25 a month for their service. Corrales reported $37,398 in campaign expenditures during the most recent period. His total during the entire campaign is more than $33,000, higher than Robin Poole, who was second overall with $40,174. Michael Trost is third, $34,911, and Spencer Robnett fourth, $18,765. The fifth candidate running for at-large, Dustin Johnson, has reported spending $11.19 during his two reporting periods. His spending is $41,000 less than the average of the other four. Corrales also top fundraiser. Not only has Corrales topped the campaign spending list, but he also raised $37,398 to lead the at-large candidates this period and for the entire campaign. USGS records two earthquakes minutes apart in Odessa area. The U.S. Geological Survey reported two earthquakes north-northeast of Odessa on Tuesday afternoon. The USGS reported a 3.4 magnitude quake at 4:54 p.m. The second, a 3.6 magnitude quake, took place at 5:03 p.m. Both quakes took place 5.5 miles from the city at a depth of 5 miles, according to USGS. The quakes are the first to happen in the immediate area around Midland and Odessa since October 7th. EarthquakeTrack.com reported Tuesday there have been 13 quakes in the past 30 days and 220 in the past 365 days. Obituaries and death notices from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday. Angela Michelle Wrinkle passed away on October 18th. Michelle was preceded in death by her mother, Lenore Jean Wrinkle, and by her father, Sammy Ray Wrinkle, and is survived by her brother, Kirk Wrinkle, and his wife, Jody, of Austin, brother, Kim Wrinkle, of Silverton, Colorado, nephews and nieces. Memorial services include a visitation on Friday, October 29th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and the funeral service on Saturday, October 30th, at 11 a.m. Both services will be held at Nellie Picklin Welch Funeral Home in Midland. In lieu of flowers, please consider making a donation in Michelle's memory to Living Grace Canine Ranch, www.livinggracecanineranch.org. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Carmen Juarez de Gomez, of 64 years, went to heaven surrounded by her family October 24th in Midland. Carmen was born July 2nd, 1957, to Carmen Torres and Reyes Juarez. The thing Carmen loved more is being with her children, Gabrielda and Edgar Gomez, and her seven grandchildren, and she also loved spending time with her husband, Guadalupe Gomez. She also had a special touch for her three great-grandchildren. The family will receive friends and family Wednesday, October 27th, from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Llewellyn Garcia Pitkin Funeral Home Chapel. Rosary to be recited at 7 p.m. Celebration of Life will be held Thursday, October 28th, at 2 p.m. at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. Burial will follow at Serenity Gardens Cemetery in Midland. Flowers and donations may be made to the family in care of Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home. George Lee Taylor, 82, passed away on October 23rd in McCamey, Texas. George was born on November 29, 1938, in Lone Grove, Texas. George is preceded in death by his parents, Vaughn and Bessie Taylor, sister Regine Benskin, grandson Clancy Taylor, and brother-in-laws Jim Benskin and Granville Lickman. He is survived by his wife, Sylvia Taylor, sons Tommy Taylor of McDonald, Tennessee, and his wife, Megan, and Robert Taylor of Zephyr, Texas, daughter Darlene Parkus and husband Jason of Midland, sister Pat Lickman of Austin, three grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Memorial services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 30th, at the Schaefer Nichols Funeral Home in McCamey. In lieu of flowers, the family is requesting memorial donations in George's name to the Clancy Taylor Fund at http://riceconnect.rice.edu/ctaylor. The Clancy Taylor Fund was established to assist English students of Rice University needing assistance to become future educators. Donations in George's name to any other charities will also be appreciated. Jack Ray Beckwith, 76, passed away Saturday, October 23rd, in Odessa. He was born November 10, 1944, to Lewis Allen Beckwith and Dorothy Bell Cameron. Jack married the love of his life, June Roberts, on June 14, 1968, in Hobbs, New Mexico. They had three children, Lewis Allen Beckwith and wife Shelley, Rebecca Melton and husband Michael, and John Beckwith. They were blessed with four grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Jack was preceded in death by his parents, brother Alan Ray Beckwith, sisters Doris Smith and husband Lefty, Wanda Reitzer and husband Jim, and Carol Bishop, grandmother Eula May Watson. Jack is survived by his wife, three children, four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and sister Shirley Lloyd. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Saturday, October 30th, at Home Line Baptist Church in Midland, with Pastor Rob Foreman officiating. To place online condolences, please visit www.willowbrk.com. Mary Margaret Schelke, 66, of Midland, was welcomed into her Savior's loving arms on October 22nd. Margaret was born to Victoriano Miramontes and Maria Dolores Miramontes on January 19, 1955, in Chihuahua, Chihuahua, Mexico. Margaret is preceded in death by her parents. She will also be reunited with her husband, Larry. Margaret is survived by her daughter, Angie Schelke of Midland, daughter Jennifer and husband John Maddox of Lubbock, daughter Natalie and husband Seth Baker of Lubbock, brother Victor and wife Pat of Midland, brother Jerry Miramontes of Pecos, sister Anna Roque Moore of Louisville, Texas, brother Jesse and wife Melanie Miramontes of Dearborn, Michigan, sister Lupi and husband Greg Yarbrough of Rockport, Texas, sister Lolly and husband Russ DeArmon of Corpus Christi, and brother Francisco and wife Suk Miramontes of Panama City Beach, Florida. She was a caring and beloved aunt to all her nieces and nephews. Her legacy lives on through her precious grandsons that were the light of her life. In honor of Margaret, there will be a viewing held at Ellis Funeral Home on Friday, October 29th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., with a rosary prayer service to immediately follow. Final viewing will be held the next morning at Ellis Funeral Home on Saturday, October 30th, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Funeral procession from Ellis Funeral Home to the Celebration of Life Mass at St. Anne's Catholic Church will take place at 10:30 a.m. The Mass will be officiated by Father Timothy Hayter, beginning at 11 a.m. The family would like to extend an invite to all guests to join them for a meal at the St. Anne's Hall directly after the conclusion of the Mass. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be sent to the Life Center at 2101 West Wall Street, Midland, Texas, 79701. Megan June Elvina, age 24, of Midland, was called home on Tuesday, October 19th. She was born in San Angelo on July 10, 1997. She is survived by her one-year-old daughter, DeMay Gray, mother Carly Elvina, father Alan Elvina, siblings Taylor Nicole Elvina Sanchez, Aniston Leah Elvina, Alan Michael Elvina, and Halen Jade Elvina, grandparents Tommy and Laura Fort and Judy Rodriguez. We invite you to join us in celebrating her life. Visitation will take place on Wednesday, October 27th at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home in Midland from 6 to 8 p.m. A memorial service will be held at Stonegate Church in Midland on Thursday, October 28th at 2 p.m. If you so desire, a GoFundMe in her honor is still accepting donations and a raffle is also being held. Please reach out to family for details or see Megan's Facebook page. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Joseph Salinas, 61, of Kermit, passed away October 16th. Funeral Mass will be held at 2 p.m. Friday, October 29th, at St. Stephen's Catholic Church. Survivors include wife Tony. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Two Earthquakes Rock Odessa Tuesday, by OA News at OAOA.com. Two earthquakes shook most of Odessa shortly after 5 p.m. Tuesday at 3.4 and 3.6 the U.S. GS reported. This comes following reports that most, if not all, of a half a dozen oil companies will comply with the Texas Road Commission's request to reduce their saltwater injections into disposal wells and thereby mitigate the increasing problem of earthquakes around the Permian Basin. Last week, the Odessa American reported it may be a year before the quakes subside, that is, if the reductions work. Fasken Oil and Ranch, Rattler Midstream Operating, COG Operating, Occidental Permian, Pioneer Natural Resources, and Wasser Operating were asked September 23rd to decrease their daily pumping to fewer than 10,000 barrels, and spokesmen say they'll do it. Fasken Oil Director Tommy Taylor said his company's five wells were only injecting 5,000 to 8,000 barrels per day, anyway, in the Gardendale seismic response area. So the RRC's initiative won't impede business. Taylor, chairman-elect of the Permian Basin Petroleum Association, said he had been watching this for several years as it progressed. Part of those earthquakes were off to the east of Fasken's property, but most of them were south, he said. Taylor said it is a very complex problem to solve because the source or sources of the tremors are hard to pinpoint in the San Andreas and Ellenberger formations and the Midland and Delaware basins underground. However, referring to similar actions taken by the RRC in the Azle area west of Fort Worth and by the Oklahoma Corporation Commission in Oklahoma, he said reducing the injection volumes at Azle and in Oklahoma helped in those areas, and I suspect it will help here. The RRC said it had stopped issuing permits for saltwater disposal wells in the Gardendale seismic response area, and that its notice to operators was an administrative action by RRC staff to move toward mitigating earthquakes near Midland and Odessa and better protect public safety and the environment, which is critical to the mission of the agency. Asked why the notice was a request rather than an order, RRC spokesman Andrew Keyes said, "We have already had a good response from some operators in the response area, and we are confident we will have cooperation from the other operators as the agency works to address this issue." The U.S. Geological Survey reported a 3.7 magnitude quake 8 miles northwest of Midland, September 7th, and is said 6 of greater than 3.5 magnitude had occurred in that area among a total of 81, of 1.5 magnitude and above during the past 18 months. Henry highlights OFR Quarterly Promotions with Division Captain Honors by Royal McGregor. During Tuesday's quarterly promotion ceremony, Odessa Fire Rescue Chief John Alvarez named one new division captain, one captain, two engineers, and 6 firefighters who received their 1-year shields. The ceremony took place at the Central Fire Station with family, friends, and fellow first responders in attendance. Alvarez said it's special to be able to watch people grow through the department. It's a great honor and it's a great privilege for me to be their fire chief, he said. To see them grow and move into these positions and take on additional roles in this department. Ultimately, we are in this together and we want to make this team a better team. Tyler Henry was named the newest division captain, while Brock Pittman received captain honors. Colton Pinna and Andrew McElroy were both promoted to engineer. Blake Bentley, Casey Lee, Kyle Vaught, Jacob Gardner, Sam Fred, and Raimundo Garcia are no longer required to wear their red rookie shields, and they received their one-year black shields. Henry, who is a 13-year veteran of the fire department, said he is humbled to receive this promotion. Henry's division captain badge was pinned on by grandfather Wesley Henry. OFR's new division captain said he's grateful for the opportunity to rise in the ranks. The future excites me in this department, Tyler Henry said. Every day it gets a little better. I want to be part of that. That was a big drive of me wanting to move up. I want to be an intricate part of the improvements and the future of this department. Henry said it makes him feel confident that personnel at OFR believe in him. I've always worked hard and I've prided myself in my hard work and not cutting corners, Henry said. I've always had a good, strong crew that I coached and pushed. It feels gratifying to hear that from them because it shows that my work hasn't gone unnoticed. As Alvarez was speaking during the ceremony, he explained the firefighters who received their one-year shields have built a foundation and now they can continue to grow. Gardner, a 30-year-old from Arizona, said he's eager to continue to gain first-hand experience. Prior to joining OFR, Gardner had previous firefighting experience in Arizona. He said he has lived in Odessa for about a year and a half and enjoys the colleagues. Odessa Fire has been great, Gardner said. They are definitely a good department. We are very busy. The experience you gain here is definitely unmatched to a lot of other departments. The last article from the front page, Landgraf receives Champion of Transparency Award from Texas Press by OA News at OAOA.com. A press release detailed that State Republican Brooks Landgraf of Odessa has been recognized as a Champion of Transparency by the Texas Press Association. Landgraf filed legislation earlier this year seeking to restore a required newspaper public notice of no new revenue and voter approval property tax rate calculations by governmental taxing entities. That requirement was eliminated in a last-minute amendment to a tax reform bill in the 2019 legislative session, which allowed government entities to post the information solely on their websites instead of the local newspaper. Landgraf's 2021 bill to restore the newspaper notice won the approval of the House Ways and Means Committee, but was never set for a vote in the full House. Republican Landgraf's bill would have restored access to important information to Texans who rely on their newspaper to keep them informed about how their local governments set their tax rates. Mike Hodges executive director of the Texas Press Association, stated in the press release. It is cruelly ironic that the requirement for the newspaper notice that was eliminated in 2019 was in a tax reform bill touted as increasing transparency. Landgraf reportedly thanked the Newspaper Association for the recognition. "I'm honored to be recognized for something that I personally value so highly," Landgraf stated in the press release. "Transparency and accountability are the absolute bedrock foundations of our constitutional republic. When elected officials or unelected bureaucrats withhold information from the public, they are in effect taking power away from we, the people. That is why I will never stop fighting to increase transparency at all levels of government, and why I'm grateful to the Texas Press Association for continuing to make transparency a priority." Donis Backett, executive vice president of the Press Association, said many taxpayers are left in the dark by public notices that are posted only on government websites. "Not everyone has access to a computer to wade through a government website, and not too many who do have computers know where or how to find this information," Bagot stated in the press release. "We are grateful that Republican Landgraf stood up for the people's rights to know, even though the bill didn't pass." The Texas Press Association, which represents some 400 newspapers across Texas, lobbies for freedom of speech, open records, open meetings, and public notices. The association presents Champion of Transparency Awards to state officials who distinguish themselves as advocates for open government. Quick hits. MCH COVID numbers. Medical Center Hospital has released its COVID inpatient numbers as of 8:30 a.m. Tuesday. 43 total COVID patients in-house. Medical surgery non-critical, 26 COVID patients. 17 unvaccinated, 3 vaccinated, 6 unknown. Critical care, 17 COVID patients, 14 on ventilator. 13 unvaccinated, 1 vaccinated, 3 unknown. Of the 14 COVID patients on ventilators, 1 are vaccinated, 11 are unvaccinated, 2 unknown. Age ranges of COVID patients 24 years old to 91 years old. Patients from outside Ector County include 1 from Andrews, 1 from Big Springs, 1 from Camp Wood, 1 from Childress, 3 from Fort Stockton, 1 from Kermit, 2 from Midland, 2 from Pecos, 1 from New Mexico, 1 from Toya, 1 from Oklahoma. The rest are from Odessa, Ector County. Trunk or Treat events. Trunk or Treat events are scheduled as follows. The Purpose Church, 1618 East Murphy Street, has scheduled Trunk or Treat events from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. today. There will be free hot dogs, water, and candy. Harmony Science Academy, 2755 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled drive-through trunk-or-treat and more from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Friday. Families are welcome to decorate their vehicles. Students can dress up for the event. The Academy is also asking for candy donations. To donate candy or for more information, call 432-363-6000. Bowie Middle School, 500 West 21st Street has scheduled a trunk-or-treat event from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday. The Well Hand of Grace, 1619 East 8th Street, has scheduled a fall festival and trunk-or-treat from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday. Stonegate Fellowship Odessa, 4240 Preston Smith Road, has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Legacy Harley-Davidson, 12100 West Highway, 80 East, has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. There will be games, hot dogs, and costume contest. The Black Cultural Council of Odessa has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday at Woodson Park, 1020 East Murphy Street. Grace Christian Fellowship Church, 3450 Billy Hecks Road, has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Monahans Chamber of Commerce has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday at Ward County Event Center, 1525 East Monahans Parkway, Monahans. Belmont Baptist Church, 1200 West 8th Street, has scheduled a fall fun night, trunk or treat, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday. New Dawn Fellowship, 2110 East 10th Street, has scheduled trunk or treat from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Saturday. There will be food trucks, games and candy. Costumes optional. No scary costumes, please. Impact City Church, 914 North Texas Avenue, has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Saturday. There will be treats and activities for the whole family. Asbury United Methodist Church, 4001 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Fall Festival trunk-or-treat from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. Mission Dorado Baptist Church, 4142 Fadre Road, has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday. Gardendale Grocery, 5012 Texas 158 Gardendale, has scheduled trunk-or-treat car meet from 5 to 7 p.m. And finally, Vida Church of Odessa, 2000 West University Boulevard, has scheduled trunk-or-treat from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday. Story time. The Ector County Library has scheduled story time at 10 a.m. Thursday in the auditorium. Medicare open enrollment. The Area Agency of the Permian Basin on Aging Regional Planning Commission has scheduled a Medicare open enrollment event from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Thursday at the Northside Senior Center, 1225 North Adams Avenue. Benefit counselors will be available to assist Medicare beneficiaries explore new choices. Pooches on the Patio Spooktacular. Rooster's Diner, 615 North Sam Houston Avenue, has scheduled Pooches on the Patio Spooktacular from 5 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Thursday. Bring your dog dressed to impress. Costume winner gets $100 Visa gift card. Performance. The Odessa College Theater Performance Program will present Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express at 7 p.m. Thursday at the Globe Theater, 2308 Shakespeare Road. Tickets are $7 for adults, $5 for seniors, military, and free for OC faculty, staff, and students with an ID. For tickets or information, call 432-335-6327. Concert. New Dawn Fellowship, 2110 East 10th Street, has scheduled a concert featuring Doug Anderson at 7 p.m. Thursday. Doors open at 6 p.m. A love offering will be taken. Film documentary. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled a film documentary, Drawn This Way, 59 minutes at 6:30 p.m. Thursday. A discussion will follow. Admission is free. Visit noelmuseum.org. Luncheon. Trinity School has scheduled Sweetie and Hal Clay Peck Memorial Speaker Series Luncheon at 11:30 a.m. Friday at Midland Country Club. Keynote speaker will be children's author John Siska. Tickets and tables may be purchased by visiting trinitymidland.org/giving/endowment. Autumn Festival. The Courtyards, 201 Parks Village Drive, has scheduled an autumn festival from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday. There will be food, fun games, and prizes for the whole family. Health care providers will also be available to answer questions and give insight into the latest innovations in senior care. For more information, call 432-339-1048. West Texas Fear Fest. Sound Deep and Bad Omen Tattoo have scheduled the West Texas Fear Fest for Friday at 1027 Whitaker Avenue. Music will start at 4 p.m. There will be live music, food trucks, costume contest, raffle, and a haunted maze. Pre-sale tickets are $12 or $15 at the door. Retirement reception. Asbury United Methodist Church, 4001 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Bishop's Odessa Retirement Reception from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday. Bishop W. Earl and Leslie Bledsoe to celebrate their ministry with the New Mexico Conference. This is a come-and-go event. Bloody Bill's Chainsaw Carnage. Bloody Bill's Chainsaw Carnage will take place from 7 p.m. to midnight Friday, 30th and 31st at 2215 West 2nd Street. Tickets may be purchased online or at the door. Haunted Car Wash. Crazy Clean Car Wash has scheduled a Tunnel of Terror Haunted Car Wash from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at two of its locations. Psycho Clown Circus will take place at 2124 East 8th Street. Zombie Attack will be at 3820 Pembroke Street. Halloween Bash. Dos Amigos, 4700 North Golder Avenue, has scheduled a Halloween Bash starting at 9 p.m. Friday. Costume contest will award first, second, and third place winners. First place takes $1,000 cash. Must be 21 and older to attend. Cover is $15. Nightmare Maze. A Nightmare Maze has been scheduled from 9 p.m. to midnight Friday and Saturday at Camp Williams, 11640 U.S. Highway 87 North in Carlsbad, Texas. The 2-acre maze is for ages 8 and up. Children under 15 must be accompanied by an adult. A waiver will need to be signed by an adult for each person entering the maze. All proceeds from the Nightmare Maze will benefit the Volunteer Services Council. Halloween Recycle Contest. Keep Odessa Beautiful has scheduled a Halloween Recycle Contest. entry deadline is Saturday. Rules are, number one, you must recycle, reuse, repurpose an item or items to make a Halloween decoration or Halloween costume, or both. Two, at least 50% of your piece has to be created from recyclable materials. Three, remember, the point of this contest is to give new life to an item or items that would otherwise be thrown into the trash can or the recyclable bin. Prizes will be awarded for best decoration and best costume. Prizes in each category will be $100 value for first place, $50 value for second place, and $25 value for third place. Run, walk. Mission Fitness 8050 Highway 191 has scheduled a Valenzuela Family Memorial 5K run and a 2K walk event starting at 8 a.m. Saturday. Proceeds benefit the Sergeant Daniel Valenzuela family. After the conclusion of the walk, the Take Time for Your Health event will begin North Patio. To register or for more information, call 432-640-6400. Free Health and Wellness Event. The Medical Center Health System has scheduled a free health and wellness event from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday at the MCH Center for Health and Wellness, 8050 Highway 191. The event will include important health information, screenings, activities, and more, COVID-19 vaccines, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, triglycerides, and PSA, hands-only CPR, fall risk assessment, adult flu shots, flexibility testing, balance testing, heart attack risk assessment, and ask the pharmacist. Visit mchodessa.com. Car Show and Shine. West Texas Thunder Car Show and Shine fundraiser has been scheduled from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at the Edgar Cowley Coliseum front parking lot, 4201 Andrews Highway. Entry fee is $25. Awards will be presented. For more information, call David Graham at 432-248-6885. Dia de los Muertos Parade. Dia de los Muertos Parade will start at 11 a.m. Saturday, starting on Andrews Highway. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Face painting artists will be available. Awards will be presented. For more information, call Jesse Porras at 432-770-9423. Daddy Daughter Day Out. The Midland Community Theater Costume Shop and Ham Hocks will present a Daddy-Daughter Day Out event Saturday. A free sewing class will take place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at MCT 2000 West Wadley Avenue in Midland. Free father-daughter will make a stuffed animal together. Trunk or Treat, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Yucca Theater, 208 North Colorado Street, Midland. There is no charge to participate. Hocus Pocus, 7:30 p.m. at Yucca Theater, 208 North Colorado Street, Midland. Free with promo code for class. Visit mctmidland.org. Art Day. The Alan Nowell Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Dia de los Muertos, a free community art day for all ages from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. October 30th. Visit nowellartmuseum.org. Show. Music City Mall, 4101 East 42nd Street, has scheduled a The Bizarre Dr. Zing, and the Silly Science Show event at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Carousel Stage. Admission is free. For more information, call 432-550-2483. Dia de los Muertos. Hispanic Cultural Center of Midland has scheduled a Hispanic celebration, the Day of the Dead, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday at the Southwest Museum, 1705 West Missouri Avenue, Midland. There will be a display of altars, trees of life, arts, crafts, activities, food, dance, and music. Fall Festival. Faith Fellowship Lutheran Church, 1603 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled a fall festival from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday in the back parking lot. There will be games, prizes, hot dogs, popcorn, and fun activities for all ages. For more information, call 432-362-2549. Another one is at St. Matthew Baptist Church, 809 Barrett Avenue, has scheduled its annual fall festival from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday. There will be fun, food, fellowship, pumpkin decorating contest, and more. Halloween. Downtown Odessa Incorporated has scheduled Halloween activities, scavenger hunt through Saturday, and trunk-or-treat Saturday downtown in Odessa. The hunt participants will get to collect points for a chance to win prizes. The trunk-or-treat will take place from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday at Noel Heritage Plaza, 301 West 5th Street. Movie in the Park will begin at 8 p.m. It is free to participate, and there will be a trunk tent decorating contest between all participating businesses. There will also be games, food trucks, music, and more. For more information, call 432-335-4682. Malloween. Music City Mall, 4101 East 42nd Street, has scheduled Malloween from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday. Kids and families in costumes are welcome to trick-or-treat for free in a safe and climate-controlled setting. For more information, call 432-550-2483. Annual Halloween Bash. The Midland County Sheriff's Office has scheduled the second annual Halloween Bash Saturday at Big Sky Drive-In Theater, 6200 West Highway 80, Midland. Doors open at 5 p.m. and movies start at 7:25 p.m. Double features include Despicable Me and Scoob, Lego Movie and Space Jam Michael Jordan, and Casper and Goosebumps 1. Visit BigSkyTheater.com. Kooky Carnival. St. John's Episcopal School Kooky Carnival has been scheduled from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday at the Ector County Coliseum, Barn D and E, 4201 Andrews Highway. There will be carnival food, shaved ice, bungee jump, rock climbing wall, jumpers, glitter tattoos, cake walk, dunk booth, silent auction, home goods, live raffle drawing, and more. Fright Night. The Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present 432 Fright Night Saturday. Doors open at 6 p.m., show starts at 7. There will be a performance by 432 crew and a costume contest. Prizes will be awarded. For tickets or more information, visit theector.com. All Saints Festival. Holy Redeemer Catholic Church, 2633 Conover Avenue, has scheduled an All Saints Festival Saturday and Sunday. There will be a variety of food set up around the church fountain after each Mass. The festival will take place from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday in the parish hall. Costumes are encouraged, no scary ones. There will be games, altar for the dead, food, and more. For more information, call 432-580-4295. The last quick hit, Fur Ball Benefit, 10th Annual Fur Ball Benefiting the Midland Humane Coalition, a night to remember a masquerade party, has been scheduled from 6 p.m. to midnight Saturday at the Petroleum Club, 501 West Wall Street, Midland. There will be dinner, live and silent auctions, open bar, photo booth, and casino games. Entertainment will be presented by West Texas Funk. Tickets are $150. Sponsorships are available.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.